Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We now have a welcome to our second visitor of the day, Dave Holly. Welcome, Dave.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Tell us who you are and where you're from.
I'm the resident chef at the Key Arts Centre, not just by myself. There are other people there. Stacey does a fabulous job, and Eric, our apprentice. So, yes, but I'm the chef at the Key Arts.
Wow.
He does chef very well.
Thank you.
He does lots of chefing there.
I do lots of chefing.
So what events have you got coming up this year?
Yeah, well, we've got a series of different sort of events coming up. We've got some of the live events in the theatre. So on this week on Friday, we've got a live event in the theatre, which would be really good. One of the big ones coming up, we've got I believe in the beginning of February, there's Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, I think there is.
Something like that.
So
it's not one of those that moves, is it? Easter?
No, exactly. So I mean, all day we're going to have a bit of a Valentine's-y theme. Stuff on the menus, etc. But in the evening, we're doing a vegan Valentine's.
Oh, wow.
So a bit of a special, bit of a sort of twist on it. So the whole menu, the whole evening. I've even finally got an email back from our supplier for Prosecco, who are based in Italy, and even that's vegan. So even checking that out and making
sure
covering every base on that. So, yes, we're doing basically two courses and a cocktail for £12 a person, or £24 for a couple. It is almost squarely booked now, so it's been really popular.
That's very satisfying, isn't it?
It is. Quick, get your tickets.
Exactly, yeah, get them in now while you can. So that's going to be a great evening.
Are you going to do food with every live performance? Or?
Yeah, what we're trying to do now, obviously, we're with Dale Seymour, who's the sort of acting centre manager there. We're trying to organise the schedule for the coming year, what we're doing when. One of the first bases we wanted to cover was all of the holidays, so things like Patrick's Day and Mother's Day and all those sort of things, and plan out what we're doing for those, and then look at some of the more local sort of days like the Isle of Wight Festival and things like that, what we're doing for those. And then obviously we've got the live programme events actually at the Key. So we've got things like the Excellent Jazz Cafe, which happens on a Monday once a month, and we're looking to perhaps do food with that. We've got a new event coming up in probably March now, called Slice and Dice. Right. For any of the geeks out there that like their trading card games and all that sort of thing.
So lovely.
It's an evening basically of pizza and sort of trading card games, you know, board games, that sort of stuff.
Wow. You've got a comedy night coming up.
We have got a comedy night coming
up
as well.
There.
We will have, yeah.
It's not food that I like. I want food that I like. I don't like chili and
stuff.
You
don't like chili?
No.
Well, bless you.
What do you like?
Anything that isn't spicy.
Anything that isn't spicy. I will do a non-spicy chili.
I can't take spicy.
Oh, bless you.
We do for the comedy evening. It's one of those things, it sort of fell into it that we were doing a few bits of food for it, and then it was only the chilies that were selling, and it seems to be there's a relationship between comedy and chili. I don't know. Never really makes me laugh, but
chili,
I mean, you
comedy,
never know.
Yeah.
So we've ended up doing sort of a vegan and a meat chili, and then with that you get all the avocado, the nachos, the sour cream, the cheese, all the other sort of bits and pieces with it.
Very
including
nice.
The vegan cheese.
It always looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I know,
just can't eat spicy food.
So. And Bobbin does a great job of hosting that.
Doesn't
he's a,
just?
He's a very funny guy.
Wow.
We're hopefully doing a few more things with him. Obviously, the currying quiz. I think we've got one of those coming up soon as well. sorry, it's more spicy food. Sorry. We'll have to do a curry and a, I don't know, what is it, chicken supreme.
A non-spicy Maggi curry.
Yeah, exactly. curry and bolognese and quiz. Maybe that's what we'll do that one. Yeah.
And we have Dave with us. Hello, Dave.
Hi.
And so he's still chefing.
He is chefing, yes.
We were talking a lot about it. I know where the songs were playing. Which
we were.
So you're going to tell us all about the new menu changes.
Yeah, so we're currently working on some new menus.
good.
Which should be launching in March. Mm-hmm. Expanding a few different things. You know, we've looked back on what's been popular and what maybe not so popular. Expanding things like the vegan range of food.
Yep.
Because, you know, at the moment, people can't seem to get enough of it, and
it's very,
which
very
is great.
Popular, isn't it?
It's very popular, and getting more popular, which is great. And so, I mean, there's a few changes. One of the things, I'll let you into a few little secrets.
Oh. Don't tell anybody.
On the breakfast menu, pancakes.
Oh, pancakes. Yes,
with various different toppings, and they're vegan pancakes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yum.
So, yeah, with various different toppings of those. We're expanding the Build Your Own Sandwich range, adding a few more flavours and things in there for people to put in their sandwiches.
Oh, cool.
A few different fillings.
What fillings do you have currently?
Pardon?
What fillings do you have currently?
We've got quite a range. We've got the usual things like cheese and ham, yeah, all those sort of things, but we've also then got things like brie and Stilton, and I think goat's cheese is on there as well. We're adding into the mix smoked salmon. So I believe there's somebody's favourite around here.
I'll be there.
prawn cocktails going in there as well.
Chocolate.
We do, funny enough,
chocolate sandwich.
We do a peanut butter and jam, which is one of my favourites for a long time. So that's in there. Well, there's no reason why we couldn't do a chocolate, maybe
I must
a chocolate
admit,
sandwich.
I remember having peanut and peanut butter and jam sandwiches when
you
I was
have
a
jam
young nurse.
We had sugar sandwiches as a child.
Yes. We were just talking about the very thing with Gus, one of our front house staff, was saying she used to have sugar on toast that her dad used to grill, so it sort of went caramelised.
Or even cinnamon.
Cinnamon toast, yeah. We actually had a customer in the other day, and I had to applaud him because it's something I had many moons ago when I used to eat meat. But we had a customer came in and ordered a bacon and peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, really?
It is actually really, really nice. I recommend anybody try that if you eat meat. It's very tasty combination. And I've not had anybody ask for it, you know, before, so it was like I actually went out and shook his hand.
Wow.
Really good choice in sandwiches.
Impressed the chef, eh?
Yeah. I must admit, somebody to me quite a few years ago, put a spoonful of peanut butter when you've made a vat of soup.
Yes, yeah.
And it just gives it a zing.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
lovely.
Of course, you have to be careful of people with peanut
allergies. Of course. You just got to be careful.
It can be a bit of a minefield, all of the different sort of allergens
is,
and stuff. We are very, very careful of it.
All your customers are real pains, aren't they? Especially
we do,
me.
Yeah, funny enough, we do have one of the front house members and stuff who's allergic to eggs. So again, you know, because of course the staff will quite often have food, in the cafe. So it's like, is that good? So you were saying earlier, one of the things on the special board today is chicken, ham and leek pie.
Ooh.
And, you know, did we brush the pastry with the egg yolk? But of course, you know, because but there's plenty of alternatives. I mean, a really nice alternative to egg yolk is just using soy milk. That works really well.
Yeah.
Or
ordinary milk.
Ordinary milk as well, yeah. So there's various alternatives, that work to different degrees. So.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Oh, I like it. I think we have to go and work our way through the menu, don't we?
We do need to do that, yes.
And cakes, of course.
Of cakes.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a good range of cakes.
Do you think if we went in disguise, he wouldn't notice?
I think he might.
Oh. Yeah. We've actually recently done a deal with a really nice lady called Francesca, who runs a company called Modern Garden Kitchen. That's it, Modern Garden Kitchen. And she's based in Ryde, and she grows a lot of her own, you know, fruit, vegetables and those sort of things. But she makes vegan cakes. And the problem we have at the Quay is we can't get enough cakes.
Yes.
You know, we can't make them quick enough, you know, for them to... So we said,
well, these customers keep eating them.
They do. That's very annoying. But they do keep eating the cakes. So we've been doing a deal with her, and she's been making and coming a couple of times a week and bringing some vegan cakes in, which we've been putting on for sale.
Brilliant.
With the cards there, and they're really nice. These are one of the best ginger cakes, vegan ginger cakes I've ever had, which are really, really tasty.
Does she do chocolate cake?
She does indeed.
That's all right.
Chocolate cakes, and we've got carrot cake.
We do love cake.
Mm.
See, my friend Caroline, if she's listening right now, Caroline, carrot cake. Well, actually, Susan loves carrot cake as well, doesn't she?
She does, yes.
And both of them can put a good piece of cake away.
A huge piece. Yeah, probably the whole cake, I should think.
Well, one of the things I do have to do is I do have to say a big, you know, thank you to all of the team down at the Quay, because I obviously come on and do these sort of things, but there's a whole range of people down there that really
work
hard behind the scenes, serving you cake, etc.
And they do.
You know, so it's, you know, and, you know, hats off to all of them. You know, Stacey, that works from the kitchen, is a godsend. I was actually on holiday last week, and she's worked the whole week. Oh, I know, I got holidays. It's ridiculous. And she worked the whole week. With, you know, every day because I was off, and you know, I think she got a day off tomorrow, and I think she's probably just going to sleep all day. So I know I would, but we've got a great team of people down there. So
that's
you know,
good.
Yeah.
You're very lucky to have such a nice group of people.
Yeah, and it's really nice to work somewhere where everybody enjoys going to work. I mean, not once you hear people going, oh, I didn't want to come in this morning. Without fail, everybody can get that moment.
And you've got the river outside. You do, you've got brightness.
You've got air and some great customers. And there's always people, it's a bit like Bart, who works front of house, always puts a smile on your face with a silly comment or whatever if you're having one of those days. And, you know, as anybody who's worked in a kitchen can tell you, it can be hot, it can be, you know, messy, it can be... It can be quite an intense sort of environment. And you need somebody like that to just... crack a joke once in a while and just
absolutely
make, you know,
wow.
And you know, and it's all about the team that work around you there. And you know, we've got a really good team, you know, in the whole building doing the art, the gallery stuff. I mean, we've got the fantastic punk, have you seen the punk exhibitions on there at the moment?
Wow,
it's brilliant. So, you know, we've got some good things going on there at the moment.
Wonderful. We've still got Dave Holly with us.
Hello.
Welcome back to the third segment.
The multi-talented.
Yes, multi-talented. Now, I know that you're a multi-talented chef, but you do have other things that you're multi-talented for, haven't you?
My dark and shameful secret. I am, in fact, yes, the bass player for a band called Slumbers Woke.
Yes.
Who are sort of, if you were pigeonholing it, a folk rock band, I would say.
Yes, we've seen you playing at Postfest.
Yeah, we played at Postfest. We played at the Arlwright Festival at Key Arts Centre. We've done a couple of gigs.
Are you playing soon?
We are. Well, we've just had busy last year. We're doing lots of things. We did festivals and Gloomy Arlwright and a lot of gigs in London, bizarrely.
Wow.
Came via Rob, who our very talented drummer, who also owns a record company called Slingshot Records.
That's handy.
Yes, which we are obviously signed to as part of, you know, as him being part of the band. So he organised a gig in London, and then we did that, and they asked us to do this on this one, and we ended up including an album launch for the new album. However, on March the 15th, at Strings, at the excellent Strings in Newport, we're doing a proper launch of the album and Slingshot Records itself. So it's a Slingshot Records evening, and we're handling it with the fabulous John Roth is there as well. Playing.
Oh, he's great.
Fantastic.
John Roth.
Yeah, so he's playing as well.
I love his songs. He's got such clear diction.
He has,
he?
Yeah, and it's not often you get that with musicians nowadays. So, yeah, he's there playing with us as well, and it's going to be a great evening, and the album obviously is going to be for sale there, but we're going to be playing the album plus a few other extra tracks as well.
So can we have a copy of the album?
You most certainly can. Absolutely, yeah.
Because we like to play local music, and we play at least one track an hour.
Absolutely.
And we've played yours in the past, so we'd love to hear your new ones.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll make sure a copy gets sent over to you.
Please do.
It's available...
MP3 or something.
Yeah, no, it's available to buy from Slingshot Records, Google, etc. And we've got it on CD, digital download. It's on Spotify as well, but we've also
Spotify.
Got it on actual vinyl.
So we're not allowed to play stuff off Spotify.
No, we're not
because
allowed
because of licenses and you know how it is.
Other things are available, of course.
But we got it also on that black plastic stuff called vinyl.
Yes.
Do you mean a proper LP?
A proper LP,
really?
Yeah. And I've been on LP once before, many, many moons ago, but actually to hold an album that you've produced in your hands with the artwork, fantastic artwork that was done on it as well, is really
good.
It's
my baby.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice, isn't it?
The only thing is, it's actually finding a proper record player to play it on, isn't it?
I have got a record player and a bit of a record collection, which is all that, but there's not many people that have record players anymore.
No.
I just realised the other day at home, we were doing some tidying up, and realised I don't have a CD player anymore.
Oh.
And I think, my God, we've gone, because, you know, we had albums and we had tapes and CDs, and now everything's downloadable, so, you know, and I don't have a CD player in my house.
It's funny, though, because I was somewhere the other day in a shop, and they were actually selling the little round CD players, you know, the individual ones you used to put your CD in, and they're coming back.
Yes.
And also... tapes with Walkman tapes. I thought, oh, I say.
Wow. I remember
now
the
you'd
Walkman.
You'd have trouble finding a tape.
Indeed. Yeah, no, I still
remember
have
the sellotape on
I
top
still
of
have my childhood collection of tapes sat up in the loft. You know, now that's what I call Music One, I think.
I've still got a
1827, I think that came out.
Yeah, Sister Radio. I think my dad bought me when I was 12.
Oh, brilliant.
I've still got it and it still works.
I bet it does. But they made things to last.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no,
back in the day.
Absolutely. Back
that was only 10 years ago. The laugh, did you hear that?
So Slumbers Woke is your secret then, is it?
It's a very bad secret because a lot of people know about it. But I love it a bit. Yeah. I mean, I've played music since I was five, and you know, I just love it a bit. And
but now you can reach the guitar.
Yes, exactly. absolutely fantastic bunch of guys as well. They're like a second family, they really are. We do lots of things together, and you know, and it's going to be a very exciting gig. We've got a lot of things sort of, you know, so tickets are available. Cool. I should do the publicity bit, really. You can buy your tickets now.
Yes, please do.
It's all available. Either, you know, you can see us on Facebook or on Slingshot Records, or you know, or if you know me, come and grab me personally. I've got a load of tickets as well. So, the tickets are, I think it's, I'm going to get this wrong, and Rob is going to shoot me, but I think they're £7 and £9 on the door. So
that's not bad, then, is it?
Not bad at all.
For Good Evenings with John as well playing and stuff. So, so it should be.
And remind us of the date again and where it is.
15th of March. It's Strings in Newport. Yeah. So, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the multi-talented Dave Holly spending some time with us this afternoon.
And he's going to tell us, I think, after the break, what his favourite food is.
Yes, he is. And you are listening to Vectis Radio FM 104.6 online and on our wonderful little app for your mobile device. And if you would like to get hold of our Vectis Radio app, all you need to do is to go onto your app store and download it. It is free.
It certainly is.
It's sponsored by Southern Vectis and Red Funnel.
It is.
I'll do it right now.
So it is. And we still have Dave with us.
Hello. Downloading the app.
He's downloading the app as we speak. There you go. Oh, wow.
Can he multitask and talk as well?
Probably not. No, so I'm going to put my phone down now.
So if we go back to food, Dave, what's your favourite food to eat? Now, being a chef, you must see food. You know, you must get fed up of seeing it, I suppose.
Yeah, there is this thing that chefs eat badly, and we can, it's not so much badly as our timing gets very, very skewed. When people are going on their lunch breaks, that's when we're working.
That's
so it's
true.
Like, you know, and in the evening, you know, so we tend to have this thing where we, you know, when we eat, it's normally the opposite time to everybody else.
Yes.
So food does become a bit of a contentious issue, and I know plenty of very good chefs who indulge in a pot noodle or two and as their sort of
you know, that's what they
as
like,
their choice though. Of meal, you know. Yeah. It's a really, you know, when you talk about, you know, what favourite is, I mean, I love cooking. I've always loved cooking, and it's one of those things that, you know, I go home and I cook, you know, I don't, it's not just about the kitchen. Personally, and you're not going to like this, Maggie, anything with a bit of spice in is okay with me.
Well, you're eating it, not me.
I like nothing more than, you know, and in particular, people go, oh, I'll have a curry. And we use that word curry, it's a curry. There are so many different types of curry, and there's so many different flavours and things you can do with curry.
Yeah.
You know, even, and at the Key, we do various different things. You know, you've got things like your jerk seasonings, you've got your Thai curries, you've got your regular some masalas and those sort of things. So to me, I like nothing more than sort of playing around with spices and finding, you know, different combinations of spices to put together and put in, you know, put into curries and making a good curry. I think, you know, that's...
Wow.
I mean, at the moment today, we've got a lentil dal on, which is...
Oh, I love lentil dal.
Yeah, a lentil dal is one of my favourites as well. And we've gone for a very... It's a vegan one, and we've gone for a very messy dish today, in the nicest sense of the word. It's a lentil dal, but on chips.
Oh,
so a nice plate of chips with some lentil dal. Taking back to my childhood, we used to have curry and chips. It was, you
what
know,
a nice
lot,
idea.
A lot of people like curry and chips.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, curry and chips. And, you know, if you can't be indulgent when you come out for something to eat, when can you be? So, yeah, to me. And my personal favourite curry of all has to be the Thai curry. I really enjoy Thai curry because it's one of those curries that you can tell all the different things in it. It's not all one flavour.
Yes.
You know, you get a bit of this, a bit of that, and you get that lovely
like
sort of
Thai
lemon.
I like Thai food because that's gently spiced.
Yeah, it is very generally. Gently spiced, unless I'm doing it.
Unless you're doing it.
You can always stick some extra... whatever they call it, coconut milk in it or...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the other thing is, since I sort of became... I would say a bad vegan. A vegetarian more than vegan.
Yes.
You know... Spices are a great way to liven up some vegetables and things, you know, in any form. Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody was saying to me the other day about coronation chicken. I said, well, you can do it without the chicken. You can do coronation vegetables. And that's just
of
as nice.
Of course you can, yeah.
You know, potato salad is always a popular one. Well, you know, curried potato is a beautiful tasting dish, you know. And there's no reason why things like that can't start appearing in people's salads and things and foods, you know. So
my dad used to like a curry, and he used to be a customs officer.
Huh?
Up in the London docks. And of course you go onto a boat where the Indians make the curry, proper Indian curry.
I thought he was going to say he's confiscating all of the spices.
No. And they'd give him a bit of curry and he'd take the roof off his mouth. Yes, say, yeah. It was so hot. So just nothing like what you get in the...
Now, I think actually it's interesting. My sort of love for curry comes from when I was about 8 years old, and I had a best friend called Alex Richards, and his mum was from Mauritius. And I remember going around to his house, and his mum was a stickler for, you will eat all your food, you will eat all your food. And she made a chilli that I can't imagine the amount of chilli she put in this thing. It was a ridiculous amount. And, you know, tears were coming down my face, and she was making me eat all this. And I think since then, I sort of went, any curry's fine.
Anything,
the hotter the better now. But yeah, I did make, for one of our World Food Nights last year, I did do a Scotch bonnet chilli sauce that even had me in tears.
I ate Scotch bonnet chilli sauce once when I worked in Peckham, and I used to buy all my spices and do all those myself, but... Oh my word! It is hot. It
yeah,
is
no, this hot. This had 12 Scotch bonnets in it.
12,
yeah, and it's it was one of those sort of sauces that they say.
Were you breathing fire?
Well, they say a good sort of curry or chili or spice, you should not just taste but feel. I felt that for a few days. That was a long burn on that one. That was very tasty, very tasty.
Blimey.
But anything with a bit of spice, a bit of curry in it, you know, is great with me. And gosh, also trying out different things like jackfruit and things like that, which we're playing with at the moment.
Yes.
You know, is really sort of, you know.
I saw a video of opening jackfruit, and I looked at it and I thought, no.
It's an incredible thing.
I can. I mean, the other fruit, yes, and persimmons, I love those, but... Jackfruit, I think if I had some that somebody had prepared, but if I had to take it out, no.
No, I know what you mean. It's
a bit like pomegranates.
It's a weird thing to play with when in its raw form, but it's one of those things, again, you know, it's been very much attached to veganism and vegetarian, a lot of people going for that. And in particular, the popular one is the pulled pork, but using jackfruit. So instead of using pork, use jackfruit.
Yeah.
And it's really, really tasty thing. And I think the first time I had it was, I think it might have been Vegan Boys. You know, on the island, I think they did one. The first time I tried it, and it's just really, really tasty. You know, because it's one of those things that can take the spices and take the different flavors you're throwing at
that's
it.
That's interesting.
But I'm also, I must admit, I'm a sucker for fruit with savory things. I know some people go, but you know, if I have a curry, I've got to have some pineapple with it. I've got to, you know.
Kelvin says fruit does not go in meat. So.
I get this all the time, and I understand it. Fair enough, but to me,
he's a bit funny with his food.
You can put fruit in any meat. I'll be more than happy.
Yes.
You know,
applesauce with pork, and I like
exactly.
Cranberry
with turkey and chicken, you know.
I make my own mango chutney, and I always put mango chutney in everything.
Just
gives it that sweetness without having to shove a load of sugar in.
So what's your favourite food?
My favourite food? Yeah. Oh, I think it's got to be anything with beans in it.
Is it?
Not baked beans, but bean stew with rice is my most ever favourite food.
Oh.
Nice, yeah, yeah.
See, my favourite
cannellini beans.
Shepherd's pie. I just love shepherd's pie.
Well, I had a vegan shepherd's pie on Monday. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
I suppose
it's not shepherd's pie, is it? Shepherd's pie is lamb.
It's shepherdless.
It's minced shepherd's.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they come up with a name for
shepherdless.
Shepherdless pie, exactly. I had one on there. It's very tasty. Again, a dish, I mean, there's a lot of people that would call mince, things like that, but if you just take a load of vegetables, whatever you've got that's, you know, coming to the end of its life and all that, dice it up into small little pieces, cook it up there with your onions and things like that, it replaces the mince. You don't need to use corn.
No.
You don't need to use these sort of...
It sounds like he knows
products.
What he's talking about.
Absolutely. Another one of my big favourites is... chickpea and spinach curry.
Lovely,
I know Maggie wouldn't thank you for chickpeas.
No, I love spinach in any of the curries. It's great. But I love spinach. But the one that I love doing with spinach in particular is that I only put it in there when it's about to be served. Because I don't like it when it's all overcooked.
No,
and all
it's
that.
Nasty.
So literally, and when I do it quite regularly when we do the curry and quiz at the Quay, as it's going out, because we do them in these sort of serving dishes, taking out the front and it's dished up to people. The last thing I do is I'll throw all the spinach in there, just turn over, because it needs such little cooking.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of spinach. Wow. Any dark green vegetable.
I love spinach.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.